USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to Buffalo, New York Tuesday to pay respect to the victims of the supermarket mass shooting.
Paying tribute to the Buffalo police officer, Aaron Slater, who gave his life trying to save others when a gunman shot and killed 10 innocent people in a grocery store in Buffalo on Saturday.
During a Medal of Valor ceremony at the White House, Biden paying tribute to the officer. The White House says President Biden will be there to mourn with the community. Illegal immigrants only have limited grounds to appeal deportation orders to the federal courts. The Supreme Court ruled Monday in a decision in which conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch led the dissent, joined by his three Democrat-appointed colleagues. The ruling does not affect the ability of the courts to weigh in on cases involving matters of law. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Homeland Security Chief is adamant Title 42 is not an immigration policy, but rather a public health authority in the hands of the CDC.
Title 42 is not an immigration policy. It is not an authority that the Department of Homeland Security holds.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is saying the CDC determined that the level of the COVID-19 pandemic no longer justifies the use of Title 42 as of next week. Instead of being sued, Surfside commissioners have unanimously agreed to pay the survivors and family members of the nearly 100 who died in the Champlain Towers South collapse a $2 million insurance settlement. The Miami Herald is reporting the town's insurance carrier, the Florida Municipal Insurance Trust, proposed paying out the maximum policy limit. The deal needs to be approved by a judge overseeing the class action lawsuit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The search continues for the law clerk who illegally leaked an opinion that indicates the Supreme Court will uphold the law in Arkansas which bans abortions after 15 weeks and overturns a 1973 Roe versus Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Newsmax she believes they're very close to finding the leaker.
They probably already have a very good idea because the controls are so tight around the court and the machinery,
right.
The computers, the printers. So I believe that they're zeroing in on this, and they're probably going to be very certain, have this locked down before we know anything publicly.
This is set to be a busy week on Florida's Space Coast. On Wednesday, SpaceX is scheduled to launch another batch of Starlink Internet satellites from the Kennedy Space Center. On Thursday, Boeing plans to send a Starliner capsule aboard a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket to the International Space Station. The launch from Cape Canaveral will be Boeing's second try to get the unmanned capsule to the ISS after an initial attempt failed in 2019. Monday night's Powerball jackpot is set for $90 million. Never miss a newscast by searching for USA Radio News wherever you get your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.